Vesna Vulovic, a flight attendant on a Yugoslav plane that broke apart above northern Bohemia in 1972, holds the world record for surviving the highest fall without a parachute, 10,160 metres. Now, however, that story has been challenged by a German journalist in Prague. He says the official version of what happened was a communist fabrication. Vesna Vulovic fell from a far shorter distance, and the plane may well have been shot down by Czechoslovakia. Ian Willoughby reports.
Ich habe geschaut, und da auf die Wiese fielen Menschen.
In a radio documentary set for broadcast on ARD on Saturday, Petr Hornung Andersen produces evidence to suggest the miracle of the survival of Vesna Vulovic was of a far lesser order than currently believed. The German journalist says she didn't fall from over 33,000 feet. Something had already happened at that altitude to force the plane, flying from Copenhagen to Zagreb on January 26, 1972, into a rapid descent. Witnesses say the plane experienced a second event only a few hundred metres above the Czech village of Srpska Kamenica. They saw flames and one heard the sound of a second plane. For this reason, Petr Hornung Andersen says the official story that a bomb planted by Croatian ultranationalists went off at 10,000 metres is a lie. What's more, the plane may well have been shot down by Czechoslovakia, he says.
We can prove that the plane broke apart right above Srpska Kamenica because the area where the debris was spread is much too small for a plane breaking apart in 10,000 metres. If you compare it to Lockerbie or to Überlingen, a crash in southern Germany some years ago, the area was much larger. Also, the dead, the bodies of the dead, these were not people falling from great height, but only they looked as if they had fallen from a high building, not more. And also, we have a former investigator of the Yugoslav side who told us, I had been there in 1972, and I tell you, this plane broke apart in some hundred meters height, not more.
Why did the Czechoslovak authorities make up the story, as you allege, of the plane being bombed?
It was easier for them. It was a fascinating story. Yeah, they had this woman who survived, and second, they had an event they wanted to cover up. So it was logical for them not to tell the truth. Everybody believed it, and nobody ever checked the story and investigated if it was really correct, even in the West.
You say in your radio program that's being broadcast tomorrow, I believe, that the plane may have been shot down by Czechoslovakia. Why would they have done that?
There were two main reasons. First, the plane, which was in an emergency descent, did not have the possibility to identify, because there were, just before the event in great altitude, there were problems in the communication between civilian and military air control concerning this plane. So the military air control in the southern GDR, in the German Democratic Republic, did not exactly know what was coming in that moment. Then there was the event in great height. Then they had no possibility to use their radio communications. And they flew into a territory, into an area which was militarily highly sensitive, because there were many military installations by the Soviet, and at the same time, high-ranking Warsaw Pact leaders were flying back from Prague to their capitals. Mr. Honecker, the German, was flying from Prague to Berlin. Gierek, the Pole, was flying to Warsaw. And maybe, we are not sure of this, maybe even Leonid Brezhnev from Moscow was flying in this area.
How likely do you think it is that the plane actually was shot down by Czechoslovakia?
I consider it likely, I do.
Ian Willoughby was speaking there to the German radio journalist Peter Hornung.